time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, September 19th.
Yep.
We're looking for our guest, but she's missing in action.
M.I.A. And I will say that it was not that bad today. Like, well, I mean, as bad as traffic normally is.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, sort of.
Good.
Not really.
Good.
Yeah.
You're looking ravishing today.
Thank you.
Where are you going? To the gifting.
Gifting suite. Yeah.
So you have to dress up nicely to go there, right?
Well, you get more shit.
Really?
You can't just wear shit.
So I can't wear like jeans and a t-shirt and
you
go
can
there.
Wear that. That's fine. Yeah. Guys are. Guys, like, yeah. No one cares about guys. Guys wear whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, but I like to dress up because the nicer you look, the more they want to gift you.
Really?
Because they're like, oh, wow. Well, I want you to wear my stuff like that, too.
Wow.
So then you get more stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No.
Okay.
They're just
people
like,
are
whatever.
Not going to look at me funny because I might go.
No, you should definitely
to this
go.
Gift and suite.
Yeah, I got to go. I'm going to go early. Like, right after here, I'm picking up two of my girlfriends on the way and taking them. And one is my guest, and then one is, she works for Hollywood Weekly, so she's writing about it.
Oh, okay.
So she's going as press. Uh-huh. So I'm picking them both up, and we're going to go, and then I have to be out of there by 1:45 and take them home, because I have to be somewhere at 3:30 today.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
You got a busy day today.
Yeah. So please come, but leave right after here so we can meet you there. And we can all walk in together. Yeah. If you want. It doesn't matter. Your name's on the list anyway.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to go by myself either, but I don't know that I can get there that early, but I'll try.
It's only till maybe. 4.
Yeah, I know.
So, worst case scenario, just go. I mean, people go by themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I go by myself
all
the time. It's not a big deal.
Are they going to be there, the Wild Brothers?
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Okay.
They
so
greet you. You go in to the hotel. You could valet park, but I would just self-park somewhere cheaper. Mm. And then you go into the hotel, you take the elevator. There could be a check-in downstairs. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. I don't know. Cause they do that there a lot. So if there is, then you'll see one of the brothers. Mm-hmm. If not, you just take the elevator to the penthouse.
Okay.
And then there's a table there. As soon as the elevator's open to the penthouse, it's right there.
Wow.
And you're like, oh, hi. And they're like, oh, hi, how are you? And then they give you a bag and a wristband. And the bag and the wristband mean that you're a celebrity. Well, different colors mean different things.
Right.
So, like...
Different list, right?
Right. Media only get a certain amount.
Right.
Celebrities get something else. They get a certain color. And then, like, guests get a different color.
Right.
So, because guests don't get as much as we would.
Right.
So,
So, what do you mean get as much? I mean, do you pick what you're gonna get, or they just
well,
give
okay,
it to you?
So let's say there's a table of watches, okay? The table of watches. So celebrities are only gonna get the watch right then and there.
Mm.
Everyone else, they'll send it to you.
Really?
So they say.
Oh.
Media, okay, so, you'll get it because they want you to talk about it.
Right.
So they'll give you whatever you want, usually, because they want you to talk about it. They want you to write about it. They want you to film it, whatever.
Yeah.
Celebrities, same thing. But different guests, you won't get it. You're not entitled to it.
Yeah.
You'll get like 20% off or something, like a card.
Yeah.
If there's a table full of jeans, like $300 jeans, and then there's like t-shirts, like with them, what they'll do is they'll give the celebrities the jeans. They'll give
the guests the t-shirt.
Yep. Or socks. Or headband.
Okay.
You know, media usually gets everything.
Right.
Because they want you to wear it and write about it and talk about it.
Okay, good. Good. So we should come out with some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Usually their suites are really good. I've gotten watches there. I've gotten sunglasses, really nice sunglasses, purses. They usually always have, your wife will love this, or the kids, your daughter. They always usually have, and they're from Israel. They have flat irons. that flat irons and curling irons and hair dryers. And they're really nice. And I have so many because they're usually always there. Yeah. Gradier that we've had on the show, I've met them there. They're probably going to be there. So you'll get to meet them and get some products from them and stuff, which is cool.
It'll be cool. It's a good opportunity to meet people, I guess.
Yeah. There's always a DJ. So there's music going. There's an open bar. They've got different sports drinks, different health drinks. They've got like osmosis water usually. Those are like the standards.
Right.
And then as opposed to the actual vendors, they change. So it just depends on what they have.
Right.
And who's there. But it's always fun. They usually always have a spray tan company.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to get shit on my clothes, so I'm not gonna do that, I don't think.
I know. I don't think I need that, man. I'd come in here looking all orange and everything.
But well, it could be actually cool.
People do it.
A lot of guys go and get that done. So
yeah.
I mean, I would do it if I wasn't going somewhere later. But yeah.
Guys are so vain in this town, man. You know, I mean, come on, you're
so
a guy,
good,
you know.
It makes you look so good.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, not you, but I mean, people like guys, you know, I mean, they should go to the beach. What the hell, you know?
They don't have time.
Yeah, then maybe.
Or they want to look perfect when they're at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know about the spray thing, but what do I know? So now, I mean, so you have the spray thing, but if someone starts touching you and shit, it's going to smear it, right?
No, I mean, it's in your skin. It's in your skin. You'll be fine.
Really?
And, I mean, you don't want to go to the gym like that. You don't want to have, you know, sex like that. Trust me, I know that. Because what happens
you don't
want
to sweat.
Because you sweat, it comes off.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you don't want to do that. Because you have to wait, like, 8 hours for it to really set.
Oh, really?
So, I'm going to say 5 to 8. I usually wait 8 because, you know, it lasts longer. But
and then it stays on for a while?
Yeah, like 2 weeks. Which is pretty cool.
Really? Even through showers and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which is really great. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I dig that. So,
very
it's fun. It's definitely worth going. You know what irritates the shit out of me? I just want to say this.
What's
right now.
That?
Is when people tag you on Facebook on shit you're not even in.
Right.
It is the most obnoxious, annoying thing in the world. I want to, like... It's so annoying.
But some of them are spams, like with the, you know, like hacks and stuff with the pictures of tennis shoes and shit like that.
Yeah, this is like, how do you get it off your page? Because it's not letting me get it off my page.
No,
it's
you
so
can
frustrating.
Say, you can do it like unfollow and untag. You can do that.
Yeah, but I can't do it because I'm on the iPad or the mobile app and it doesn't allow you to do it, I don't think.
Really?
Oh, that's so frustrating. Mm. It's probably the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah. There's a lot of annoying things. Or when people enroll you into a fucking group that you're not interested in.
I don't want to be in your stupid fucking group.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be in your group, I would have joined your fucking group.
Right.
I hate
that. But
that's
the way Facebook does it, you know? I mean, with groups, you can just add people without asking them.
Yeah.
And suddenly you belong into all these groups that you don't know anything about.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's what's really annoying. I mean, like, who the hell wants to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, people do that, and they get you to look at the fucking pictures, although...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're supposed to have a guest this morning, and she's not here. I don't know where she is. She's missing in action. And I totally didn't expect this. I mean, maybe she forgot or something.
Did you remind her yesterday?
I mean, we confirmed this 2 days ago. How can you forget? You know, I can't imagine. Something must have happened.
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe she'll still join us later. If not, then another day.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to have a porn star, and on Friday we're going to have this guy who wrote a book on, again, picking up hot women and things like that. You know?
Oh, cool, because we're going to have a guy next week on Monday on why men cheat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
a lot of focus on
men. He wrote a book, too, and it'll be really cool, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
I know. People pay so much attention to people's relationships and stuff.
What I don't understand is one thing that really irks me and is, I mean, maybe it's because the grass is always greener. I have no idea. When you're with someone, if you're on Facebook, on your phone, the whole time, looking at everyone else's photos, what does that say? Does that say that your life is so boring that you need to be entertained by what everyone else is doing? And, I mean, not even, like, on your page. Like, here's the thing. Maybe this is self-centered, whatever. But I don't look at everyone else's pages.
Right.
I look at my page.
Yeah.
Because there's enough action that goes on my page. And I don't have time to go on everyone else's pages.
Right.
If I haven't seen someone in a while, then I may, like, you know, look at that. Or occasionally I'll look at the news feed. Right. Really only if I'm bored somewhere.
You see, that's the thing. I mean, the news feed tells you like about things that are happening. I mean, there's no way to go on each other's page.
Right.
And, you know, on every person's page and start checking it out.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the news feed is pretty much where I go. And like you said, sometimes you wonder about someone, what's going on.
But do you always, I mean, just the thing, like when I'm with a guy and they're on Facebook looking at everyone else's page on the news feed.
Yeah. Why are they even on Facebook to begin with if they're with you and you guys are out? I don't understand.
I don't either. It's like, am I that boring?
It's irritating when people use a phone when you're socializing.
Right.
Sitting with them.
And here's the thing. If I get on the phone, it's a whole nother story. Put your phone away.
Really?
But yet you're doing it. It's so rude. You know? It's so rude.
I guess it is.
It really bothers me.
Really? Well, yeah, what are you going to do, you know? So start doing the same thing. Maybe it'll irritate him, too.
Well, that's just one of the things that I just really can't stand, though. I really can't.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. I mean, it's it is rude when people start. I mean, look, if you get an emergency phone call or a text or something, fine, you know.
Right.
But to sit there with Facebook or a game or whatever, that's pretty rude, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think it's so rude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Guys make no fucking sense. Really, they don't.
Yeah, well, we could say the same thing.
You know what else I think is rude?
Mm.
This is like, this really bothers me. So, okay. Let's say, like, we're at the house, okay? Mm. Or you and your wife are at the house. And you're outside working, and she's inside doing something. But you're supposed to be, like, both working, whatever. And all of a sudden, she goes outside to, like, ask you a question, and you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I mean, and then I find, and then, you know, let's, for example, this is what happened. And he went to the neighbor's house for a cup of coffee.
Without telling you.
Without telling me. Given it was a guy, not a big deal, you know? And he just moved to the area, so the neighbor invited him over for coffee.
Uh-huh.
Why the fuck wouldn't you walk inside and say, hey, I'm going to go next door for coffee.
Right.
Do you want to go? Or I'm going to go check it out. He invited me over. I'll be right back.
Right.
Or bring a cup of coffee back.
Yeah.
It's fucking rude. Don't you agree?
It is. It is. I think you're having too many issues. You know?
I am. It's like so rude and selfish.
You gotta put them on the spot, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah. Just tell them the way it is I get everything that I want and everything will be fine and we'll be happy.
Well, that's not what, and then that's what the argument's going to be. But I just consider it being rude, don't you?
I guess it is, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, some of the things that you guys do, I don't understand. But then again, you know, I'm not dating, so I don't understand these things of why people do certain things. But, you know, it's interesting to hear because I guess everybody's got problems. You know, everybody's got issues every once in a while. So, yeah, you're still going through the stage of getting to know each other. You know, that's what's going to happen. Sometimes you're not going to be happy with it.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, that's just really rude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should, you know, and I get, like, you're trying to meet people in the neighborhood and maybe things like that, mm-hmm. but they don't know that anyone else is in the house with you at that moment,
right.
And it's just, like, common courtesy to somebody.
Yeah, no, it's your responsibility to let someone know.
Exactly.
Yeah, or the person
Such
you're with.
Such poor communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yeah, maybe you guys have different outlooks on life and stuff, you know? I mean, different, you know, point of view. And, you know, sometimes it's not compatible with each other, the different opinions and stuff, you know? So you got to bridge over them, you know, somehow.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Relationships are complicated because people come with different baggage. They have different backgrounds. They have different dreams, different fantasies.
Right.
And it's hard, you know. I mean, it's hard to stay together for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I you know, I can imagine it gets harder to date and stuff as you get older and that, but it's still, you're still going to have to deal with people that are not, that are different.
I agree, and I think it's definitely like, you know, we're both very stubborn and set in our ways, and he mm-hmm. said before about how independent that he is. And he's not used to having anyone else there to, like, answer to. And I get that. But it's still super fucked up in so many ways. It's like, It's just selfish, you know? I find it bratty and selfish. But if I were to do it, then it's a whole other story.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
And then it becomes an argument of, like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you trust him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could go to the neighbor, no problem.
It's
right?
not, it's not the, I don't care about the neighbor. It's the principle of the matter. Right. I feel disrespected.
Right.
I feel that if we're working, you're working outside and I'm working inside, whatever. And I wound up moving myself outside and I went to go ask him a question about something. And he's, well, I'm working. I got to do all this work. Uh-huh. But yet the neighbor comes over. And, oh, okay, I got to do whatever, you know, I got to fit in, I got to fit in.
Yeah.
And goes and does what the neighbor wants to do.
Yeah.
Fine.
Plus, you get concerned if you don't see him around, you know.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird and it's rude.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just very irritating. I just would never do that to somebody.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, people are, if we were living together, it'd be a different story. Because, mm-hmm. like, well, no, like you're living together, you know each other for a while and it's not a big deal, like, or whatever. But I don't know. Well, it's still a big deal, I guess, because the fact that I'm not there all the time, you know, and you're just going to go and take off.
Right.
Without what? And given it was only 20 minutes.
Right.
But it was 20 minutes of me being like, where the fuck are you? Mm. Where did you go?
Right.
That's rude, you know?
Yeah.
But it's also like I feel like too, it's so insecure. Like I feel like, he didn't want to tell the neighbor, oh, I got to go check in. I feel like he feels like it's checking in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not a power trip. Get over your fucking ego, you know?
Yeah.
Men and their egos irritate the shit out of me. And it's not like you're checking in. It's just common courtesy, you know? Like, I would never do that to somebody, even if it's a friend that's there.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to be right back.
Right.
Simple.
Yeah. It is. It is. I don't know. You guys have to communicate better, maybe.
Irritating. Did you hear about Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, I did. About the hit and run.
Yeah, she apparently hit a bystander in New York, someone walking, and took off.
Right.
I mean,
well, you know, it doesn't sound. I mean, what she did is not that bad. It sounds worse than it is.
This broad has been in so many accidents.
Yeah.
She should not be allowed to have a freaking license. Why does she have a license?
Yeah.
She's gotten out of so many different cars. She's hit. She's had accidents with other cars. Mm. She's had accidents with telephone poles.
Right.
With curbs.
Trees.
Yeah. With trees. With people. Why the fuck do you have a license?
Yeah.
There should be a point where you. I mean, I remember my license was going to be taken away from me because I, like years ago when I was younger, because I was caught speeding in Virginia. Yet, and this, because Virginia is very strict. Mm. And this was like, I don't know, I was like 17 or something. Take away my license. This bitch has been so many fucking accidents.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Why does she have a, this is not fair.
Yeah. Why is she even driving? I mean, she can afford to have a fucking chauffeur.
She's a fucking idiot.
You know? Yeah. So apparently she drove into a driveway, and she hit a restaurant employee. So all she did was, you know, I mean, she continued into the driveway and parked the car. So, you know, I mean, what's a fucking big deal? She didn't, like, disappear or anything. But at the same time, I guess she did leave the guy there or something, you know.
So she turned in the driveway and sideswiped somebody.
Yeah. And but it wasn't a car. It was a person. She hit the employee, I guess.
Wow. Well,
but they said they didn't find any drugs or alcohol.
I was going to say, was she drunk?
Yeah, no, they didn't find anything. But she's nuts, man. I was watching a clip a little earlier and that I was going to play, but you don't want to play it on the radio because it's too visual.
Oh.
About her mother, Dina Lohan.
Will it describe? Because I don't mind hearing it.
On Dr. Phil. And what it is, it's mainly her body language, the things that she does, you know. So it's hard to tell by just listening what was going on there. But she, you know, if you guys can find it, it's probably even on YouTube or I saw it on CNN. Dr. Phil is just, he looks at her and he can't believe her behavior. So they're thinking maybe she was drunk, maybe who knows what it was, you know. She like high fives him and. And fist shake and things like that. You
wow.
know? So, yeah.
Wait, know. She really?
Yeah.
Fist pumps him?
Yeah. Fist that's pump. That's what I was looking for, right?
Really
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. And then she talks to the camera, stop rolling, you know.
Why stop rolling?
Maybe he just looks at her. I don't know, because she's nuts, I guess, you know. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what her story is.
Well, I mean, now you know where she gets it from.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And her father's no genius either, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, that girl needs serious help. She needs friends.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You think she doesn't have any?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess if she had friends, she'd be a little more together.
She has not. I think she feels that no one gives a shit about her.
Mm.
And I think maybe that's why she stuck with, what's her face, that chick for so long dating. Because that girl actually did for a change.
Yeah.
And, you know, she never really had the right parental aspect. She got jumped into the acting world at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she lived on movie sets her whole life. That's what she knows.
Yeah.
She doesn't have very good friends because she didn't have the social skills.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a few actors that are starting young and stuff. And, you know, I mean, yes, some of them are fucked up, but some of them are okay, you know. So I don't
understand. It has to do with your parental upbringing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the thing. You look
and
at, who's that chick that was in... little Dakota Fanning.
Mm.
And I mean, she's got her parents. She's what, 17 or 18 or something. Her parents keep track of all. She has an allowance.
Really?
She gets an allowance. Even though she has all the money in the world that she needs,
right.
you know, she's set for life pretty much.
Right.
She gets an allowance.
Right.
She still has to do chores.
That's
her
a good thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Her really? Parents are, you know, really good parents.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what you need in
yeah.
your life.
I know. She doesn't have good parents. Maybe she's acting out, you know. Maybe she's trying to get attention from her parents.
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. She's trying to get, not really her parents. I think just people in general she's trying to get attention from.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and that sucks.
That's
it's like,
true.
And because you don't have the social skills, you didn't go to school. You went to, like, you were homeschooled on set, basically. Mm. You know, you don't have that many friends. Your friends are who you work with on your jobs, pretty
right.
much. And anyone else, how can you trust them? You
yeah.
think they might be using you for you. They might sell a story.
Yeah.
You don't know. They might steal your shit.
Yeah.
And again, Lindsay might steal from you, but hey. You know?
I know, man. I know. But I think it has to do with the home you come from and the parents, like you said, you know.
Right.
It's, you got to watch over this, you know. And you can't just let your kid... you know, be bounced off from one adult to another, you know, on the set and managers and agents and all that shit, you know. It's
right.
like you've got to, but yeah, you know, I mean, again, you know, you look at her parents and you totally get it. You
right.
totally understand why she's like that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So we talk about parenting. We can segue into this one. I guess a Texas mother, her kid was getting like bad grades and stuff, right? So she signed her son up to get paddled if he misbehaved at school.
You can do that?
I guess. But I guess she says the school went too far. So, I mean, I don't understand.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What state is this in?
Texas.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's listen to this and then we'll see. I mean, the thing is, why would you fucking get your son to get paddled anyway? I mean, what kind
wow.
of a fucking parent are you?
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah. Let's see what she has to say.
But she says this time things went too far.
When you paddle a child, you pop their behind. You don't abuse them. This was abuse. This was so bad that they left bruises.
Dowdy says the marks were so bad she took him to the doctor.
And he said, this is horrific.
And now she wants those responsible charged and fired. Barbers Hill ISD released a statement to Eyewitness News saying in part, Barbers Hill Police Department and administration have completed the investigation of allegations made last week by a parent of a middle school student and have determined that all procedures were followed. There will be no further administrative action taken. This controversy now has the small town of Mont Belvieu buzzing.
I believe they ought to be paddled if they do wrong. I got my butt beat as a child.
She should have realized what corporal punishment was. That's, it's not something nice.
But this mother claims what happened here went overboard, and now...
I have contacted a congressman or a congresswoman about this. I'm also contacting the legislative here in Texas everything.
Okay, she's stupid, man.
She's a fucking idiot.
She's an idiot and an asshole. And, you know, how can you do this to your kid? I mean, what is it? You can't fucking discipline them at home?
Right.
That you need someone to battle them at school? I mean, well, you know, what is this? It totally doesn't make sense to me. And it's really irritating because now this kid's going to be scarred for life.
Yep.
You know? And
the mother let it happen.
Yeah. You know, and then the school and the investigators are saying there's nothing wrong done here. So.
Oh, my God. It's like. I can't believe it. I think it's such bullshit. I mean, first of all, like, and she, of course, it's the South. That's the way the South is. Mm. Texas is included in that.
Yeah, they don't give
and
a shit.
They don't.
They'll
like,
do anything.
Spank your hide. I'll spank, you know, whatever. And here's the thing, like, if you want to spank your kid, fine. You do it. You don't have someone else do it in school for you.
Right.
That's like, I mean, that's like bullshit. That's like having someone else, like, oh, well, I don't feel like, you know, having my kids crying. I don't feel like feeding them from my nipple, my newborn. So I'm going to have another mother feed them from their nipple. Yeah. It's fucking disgusting, you know? Like, it's like you're passing it on to someone else to do your dirty work.
Right.
And that's bullshit.
That's some analogy, though.
I get creative. But it's bullshit. You know, you're literally passing it on. And so it's the same thing, like, your dog does something bad, and you don't want to spank your dog because you want your dog or your kid to like you, so you have someone else
exactly.
do it.
See,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, the kid comes home from school, he did something wrong, and what? How old is a kid?
I don't know. They didn't say. I would imagine it's a middle
school. I would imagine young.
It's a middle school, so, you know.
You know what? The kid remembers what he did.
Right.
I was in trouble all the time. I was always in fucking trouble. They called my parents left and right. I was in Saturday school all the time. They would call my parents and they would say, your daughter did this, blah, 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 blah. And my parents would be like, why did you do that? And I'd be like, right. Well, let me explain what happened.
Yeah.
And then I would explain what happened. And if it was legitimate, they'd be like, okay, I get why you did that. That was wrong. And your punishment is you can't go out and play today.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that was like the most traumatic thing for me because I had to go out and play with, I had to be in the know of everything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, there were times I was spanked. Oh, yeah, there were times I was spanked. If I did something absolutely crazy and ridiculous, then yeah, I got it, you know?
Yeah.
If I broke something intentionally or went ballistic, then yeah.
Yeah.
But
I guess it makes sense, kind of.
But my parents did it. If anyone else were to touch me, my parents would murder them.
Right.
And would have their job and their heads and their kids and their life in a heartbeat.
Right.
The fact that this lady allowed someone else to do it. I mean, where's the father in this? What is he saying?
I don't know.
Is there no father?
Single mother or something.
Maybe that explains it.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to spank her kids. She wants them to like her. You know, like, it's just such fucking bullshit. And here's the thing. You know what you got? In a way, I hate to say this, but you got what you asked for. Mm-hmm. You wanted your kid spanked. He got spanked.
Right.
Given they went too far. But you signed him up for it, you crazy bitch.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, I'm not a proponent of spanking at all. I don't think it's necessary. But then again, you know, it depends what kids you have. My kids were pretty easy, so I never had to spank them. But maybe, you know, when your kid is like acting out and they're crazy and they do crazy shit, then you have to spank them a little bit.
Right.
Maybe that helps. But I can't see how it helps. I mean, I can see where it would help you release a little pressure, but
exactly. You know. That's the thing, and that's what irritates me too, is when you spank a child, you're taking out your aggravation on them.
Right. Yeah. It's not.
They're not learning from it.
No, I don't.
I never learned from it.
Yeah.
I got spanked, and I got to pick out my own paddle or my own, like, you know, my own switch, basically. Yeah. And I never learned from it. In fact, it made me hate them.
Yeah.
And then I would just be like, well, next time I'll make sure I'm not caught.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand why.
Right.
Like, explain why. You know, where other friends of mine never got hit or spanked and didn't believe in it. They're the most amazing people ever.
I know. I don't think it's necessary. But
it's not necessary.
But letting the school
do your dirty work for you. And how is that even legal in the first place? Because, okay, I know in Catholic schools, they were allowed to, like, the nun would hit you with a ruler. And trust me, I know, because I hit the bitch back.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it was actually illegal. I was in seventh grade. And they used to, back in the day, they used to be allowed to hit you. Nuns.
Yeah, like corporal punishment.
Right. And I remember in the school that I went to, and I was in seventh grade, so however, whatever year that was, I don't know. The nun hit me with a ruler. And I turn around and I snap the ruler right back on her. And they were like, go to the office. And I said, no, I will not. You hit me, I hit you back, bitch. And then I knew, and I also told my parents, and you're by law, because she got in a lot of trouble and she wound up getting fired.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Because by law, you aren't allowed to hit people in schools anymore.
Right, yeah.
And this was when I was in seventh grade.
Right.
Are you kidding me? This has been years. This is, you know, 20, 30, whatever. I don't even know, 20 some years ago.
Right.
Yeah. And you're and nowadays you're saying that that's okay. I mean, I don't care what. I know it's a different state. This is Maryland. This is Texas.
Right.
I don't think that's legal.
Yeah.
I know it's not legal on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's legal there because the police was involved, you know, but maybe they can do
but
it.
But the police were involved. So was it legal?
Yeah. They said, yeah, they said no further investigation was going to take place, that it was everything was according to procedure.
Texas is fucking crazy then.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous because I know it's not, it was not legal and it was banned like years ago. And I know that when that lady hit me with the ruler, she got in so much trouble with the board of directors and everything because you can't do that. You can't hit a child.
Yeah.
And I wasn't signed up for anything.
Yeah.
But she got it coming to her. She did not expect me to take the ruler and slap her right back in the face.
Right.
She hit me on the knuckles. I hit her in the face.
Wow.
Don't touch me, bitch. You know, like, but same thing. Like, who the fuck are you? You know, you're not my caretaker.
Yeah.
You can't, like, no, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why they used to give schools the permission to do that.
Yeah,
know?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
At all. Anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So I guess in India they're having problems because there's they're having a problem with public defecation. Because apparently they don't
are
have
you surprised?
Enough. They don't have enough private toilets in India.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So what happens? They're showing you a video here of guys go take a shit near the railway, you know, near the railroad tracks, and
didn't you
like
see
taking a shit next
Slumlord
to,
Millionaire?
No, I did not. Is that what happened there?
Yeah.
Really?
They showed just shit it? Wherever they could. I mean, there's no running. Like, in fact, this is funny because my guy has a T-shirt. It was on Facebook, and he made it into a T-shirt, and it's fucking hilarious. And it's this little kid, this like little like I guess it's Africa, but it could technically go for India as well.
Right.
And this little kid talking to this lady who's clearly like one of the social workers that are like, you know, or Red Cross, and he's like, you mean to tell me you have so much clean water that you shit in it? It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, how disgusting is that, man?
Yeah, yeah.
How disgusting. And so, yeah, I mean, even in their homes, they don't have it, you know, which is amazing to me. They say there's just no toilets.
No. Nope.
I mean, what is it? You know? The government and activists are hoping to help. How exactly are they going to do that? Build like millions? I mean, there's so many people in India, you know. Can you imagine all of them taking shit? And you go and take a shit while the train is passing by you.
And no wonder they say, don't drink the water. It's full of feces.
Yeah.
But what gets me, what I don't, doesn't make any sense is that India is like one of the countries that are like, you know, groundbreaking for homeopathic and, you know, all the herbs to cure diseases left and right. I mean, like,
right.
They are, everything, or like, is origins from there, originates from there.
Mm.
And yet, they don't have their shit together. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you have big countries, lots of people, very poor, and, you know, I mean, you feel sorry for these people because they just are born there. In India, you can't really change your status, you know, your social status and stuff. You're born, you know, into a social class, and that's where you stay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of people that are poor. They're not able to actualize themselves, and that's sad, you know, with so many people. But, you know, that's why, you know, these places don't appeal to me to go visit them. I don't get why people want to go to India so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess people figure there's some spirituality there in that, but I don't think that's worth going there and seeing all the poverty and, you know.
There's a lot of spirituality there, but, yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to go, but then again, I don't think I could take the poverty.
Yeah.
Well, I'd need to be in a nice place. or I would be in a spiritual center.
Yeah.
Which it is what it is there. You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And there's just so many places, great places to go to in the world. Why would anybody want to go to India? That's beyond me.
Right.
But what do I know?
Right? I don't know.
Yeah. I can't imagine that it's very sanitary there either when you have poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. India. How many do they have? Like a billion people, huh? They're pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess another magazine is running the pictures of Kate Middleton, her breasts. So I guess they don't really give a shit what's going to happen to them. You know, let me just publish this. And so they published that. And then another magazine is running cartoons of Prophet Muhammad. There you go. That's a way to... to do this, you know, while everybody's like really upset and there's riots and everything, why not just, you know, add more fuel to the flame? Yeah,
funny.
Like why not, right?
Kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So also there's this inmate that is due to be executed, and he claims that he's too obese to be executed.
Really?
Yeah. Now, what do you think that is? You think he's not going to fit on the bed, or what is he thinking, you know?
I mean, it depends. What state is it? Because some states do different things.
Yeah, well, they're talking about lethal injection here.
Well,
so I think
they're saying
he's
it's not going to work?
I think they're saying
that... he's going to suffer because it won't work?
Yeah, probably that it won't work, you know? So,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, let's maybe...
They just up the dose.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I know. It's not like the needles are not going to go in or
anything.
What
did he do?
Right? I don't know. But it's he probably murdered if he's about to be executed.
Right.
Yeah.
What state?
And I don't know. They're not saying.
Okay.
It's probably Texas too, huh? Let's see. Let's hear a little bit of this.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have answers to what we're wondering here. But... it's not playing, so I didn't plan on
playing. He gunned down a mother of three just before Christmas. She was working as a night clerk at a slumber inn when she was murdered execution style. Multiple gunshot wounds to the head. Over what? $100 cash, her pocketbook, and a 13-inch TV. Her children are left without a mother because of this guy. And now that he has, it's time for him to face the death penalty? He says he's too fat for justice, too obese for the death penalty. He has eaten his way up to 480 pounds behind bars.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Right now, Bill Vance is with us. His mom, Helen, was gunned down while she worked the night shift to try to give them a wonderful Christmas.
No, Nancy Grace is about to cry.
Yeah, who is this chick?
That's Nancy Grace.
Who the fuck is Nancy Grace?
You don't know who she is?
No.
She's the one that made the big deal out of the Casey Anthony case and all these things. She's got a show on HLN, and like a legal show.
What's
HLN? Always,
it
used to be Headline News. It's like a CNN channel. And
she's clearly Southern.
Yeah. Yeah, she.
I couldn't tell.
Can you tell? Yeah.
You
so,
know what though,
I mean,
but
she's mean, you know.
But I agree with her. Yeah. Just that her starting to cry, honestly, is so fucking fake. I want to slap the bitch up.
Right.
I want to knock the bitch aside. I'm
yeah.
sorry, but it's the same. I can't stand that fake bullshit.
No, I know.
I feel for them. I hear
can't
her.
Stand her.
But who the fuck cares? Like, no, I care. I mean, I'm saying like it's fucked up. What happened? But for you to cry. Like, why do we care if you cry?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You stupid bitch.
Yeah.
You're putting on a huge act. Go
yeah,
on Broadway.
She's trying to show that she's got some sentiment and feelings.
You are so fake. It's disgusting. It makes me sick, and I want to slap the shit out of your face.
Yeah. Now, the big question is, how do you get to be 480 pounds in jail?
That doesn't make sense to
you know?
Me. No,
I mean,
and
you
I
probably
agree.
Get to eat as much as everybody else, right?
You only get three meals a day.
Right.
Maybe two meals. No,
it's
three meals a day.
How many, but you probably don't get any more than the other inmates.
He's not...
Do you get so fat?
Well, I mean, there are ways of going around it. Maybe you're stealing trays from
you
people.
Think?
Stealing food.
But people
there's
would have
commissary.
Figured it out.
There's commissary. Like, there's, like, you can go to the store and, like, buy stuff if you've got money in your account.
I don't know. But, I mean, don't you think anybody would have figured out?
Who knows? How fat was he before he went in?
I don't know, but, I mean.
And when did it happen?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. He probably stole $100 because he was so damn fat because he eats so damn much. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, shit, I need another Twinkie. I'm going to steal some money. And then, like, shot the bitch up.
Do they have Twinkies in jail?
I'm saying the reason he got in a situation in the first place was because that motherfucker was hungry.
Right.
He stole $100 to eat.
Yeah.
Kid, parents, stop feeding your kids Twinkies. This is what it turns them into.
Yeah.
Fat fucks who steal to feed their fat.
Twinkies is all processed chemical stuff.
I know. I'm being a brat right now.
No, I know. I know. I just, it occurred to me because I remember seeing a picture of like all the ingredients that go into Twinkies.
It's disgusting.
And none of it is really food.
No.
None of it is food.
No. What do you think? It's food?
Well, if it's edible, it's got to have some food.
No, there's no nutritional value at all. That's just like saying Starburst has nutritional value. Are you fucking kidding me right now? It's high fructose syrup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, too fat to be executed, man.
Yeah, whatever. He deserves to die.
Yeah.
He does. I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So there's a new book called Vagina, A New Biography.
Okay.
And this is by Naomi Wolf, who has written some books about women and rights and things like that. And, so this book is about, you know, she says that... views towards women's bodies have changed, have deteriorated, things like that. Do you see that? I mean,
women's bodies have changed?
No, there's biased views towards women's bodies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think that a lot of it's changed though. I mean, for the better at least. I think, you know, yeah, okay, there's a lot of what do you call it? Like society in general wants you to work out. Like, you know what I mean? You look at magazines, the cover of magazines.
Like the ideals and stuff.
Right, the ideal body, the ideal person, the ideal beauty.
Right.
You know, and you know, but I think a lot of it's changed when a bunch of women stood up a few years ago, and then Dove had that commercial where like there's like women of all different sizes who are beautiful, and then you know, fat models came out and. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I think that's changed a lot, so I don't think that's a big deal. But I do feel that, I mean, you still see it. I mean, guys I know are still like that, given we live in LA, you know. But I think guys in general want, you know, they want their woman to be beautiful.
Right.
Like, they want them to be in shape.
I mean, even women are drawn to beautiful women, you know, because it's just, you know, it's just attractive, you know. So I hear what you're saying, you know, but I think... what they mean is that, you know, people have like negative views on the woman's bodies. Like, for example, you know, breastfeeding, there's controversy there. And
okay, that's what you're saying. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, you got to feed your kid. Now, do you do it in public? No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to feed your kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they were talking about, do you remember in Egypt they did some virginity tests? Like right after the riots and stuff there, and I think women's bodies really are taken for granted.
You mean that we're just sex objects kind of thing?
Yeah,
that we're just there to like please a guy.
Yeah, something like that, you know. And,
well, you guys are there just to please girls.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? I bring home the bacon, bitch. What?
Yeah, so I don't know. There was
you can spin it around any way you want.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be feminists that are going to be bitching about something. Now, don't get me wrong. I will stand up for what I believe in. I always do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I mean, yeah, I think women are sexual objects. I have no problem with that. Men can be looked upon as the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I look at it as my meat stick.
Yeah.
You look at it as your beat stick.
Yeah. Here, let me play this. I remember this song. It's called the Vagina Song. They used to play it on Howard Stern. You gotta hear this thing. It's so funny.
Oh, I think I've heard this.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like... This is awesome.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bold. Some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina.
I like it.
Excuse me.
I like it.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong. But big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song.
Who wrote this, you know?
I don't know. I don't know what his name is. They're not really saying anything.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, they used to have this on Howard Stern, and I would just let go and sing along with it.
It's hilarious.
I know. People do funny things, you know? They really do.
I mean, I think it's clever that you wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
I like it. Now I'm going to have it in my head all day long. I'm going to get the gift suite singing, yeah. Vagina.
Vagina.
Sounds like a show open to, like, a, you know.
Yeah.
Like a song to a show open.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
And then we have the Camel Toe song. Remember I played that?
That's the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah,
that you were going to play.
Yeah, I was playing that before.
Yeah. 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 That was funny.
That's funny.
Should we play that?
All the different names.
So
well, we don't have time, so we'll leave it for another time.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess never materialized. We'll have to reschedule her. And yeah, I'm really concerned because it's unusual for someone not to show up at all. Maybe she thought next Wednesday or something.
Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy yourself. Hopefully we'll make out like bandits today.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
And everything.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to take an extra effort for me, but I really want to go. So maybe I'll be there.
Cool.
All right.
All righty.
Thanks, Brigetta. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you
Bye.
Tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.